Well, if there was any, it would be Happy New Year. I mean, I've heard that, but that's about all.
But the video was not.
No.
Holidays were not much celebrated. I wonder why. Because of economic?
Economic conditions.
Of course.
Yes.
And if you ask somebody time, how would you do that conversation?
Well, what time is it? What time is it? That's still used. I still hear that occasionally. What time is it? Or now they'll say, do you have the time? But that's.
And if it was a watch or a timepiece, what was your father, what did your father carry?
He carried a pocket watch. Nobody had a wrist watch at that time. I mean, just nobody. He had a pocket watch, you know, one of these round ones that you.
Did he ever call it his timepiece or what was his watch?
It was just a watch.
And you can see these drawings of what, best of your recollection, how would you describe these times as being the hour hand?
You mean whether hour hands are minute hands?
Yes, this is the hour hand here, uh-huh. So this would be.
This would be, you mean the time, that would be a 7:30 here.
Yes.
And
this would be?
This would be 10:45.
Well, this is how we say it today, but.
Then how did I say it then? 15 minutes to 11.
And this
would be 30 minutes to 8.
30 minutes to 8. I see. You would say a half past?
Yes, I've heard that too, so, half past. But now they.
Count the time before the hour. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, count the time before the hour instead of after the hour.
I see. the American language is very rich. Really, the variations in a question like this is.
You're not by any chance testing out her. Ability of speech, are you, in certain areas?
No, for example, we all know it's 7:30 or 10:45,
yes.
But is it a quarter to, a quarter till, a quarter until?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Well, it would be a quarter till.
Quarter till.
That's the way it would be said here, a quarter till, yeah. Not a quarter until. But a quarter till, T-I-L-L.
In my area in Ohio, would be a quarter to, quarter to. There's no rhyme or reason for that sort of thing.
Well, I don't.
That's what I mean about the richness,
yes,
of the language.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing to hear and watch. How about on the farm, you probably use the sun a great deal in connection with time. And would you describe how you would describe the time according to the sun? Because we got up early this morning before
sun up,
and I was so tired I went to bed yesterday
at sundown. And you gauge the time of the day by your shadow.
I see. You actually did.
I actually have seen it. I have seen my people do that. It's 11:30. I know by my shadow. They could look at their shadow and tell what time it
is. It takes skill.
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm. It skill. And some more questions about time, which are rather hard to ask. Would you just tell me how you would refer to the day after today,
tomorrow,
past, or in the future?
Now say that again.
if just take today, and then would you